Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm James Mason. We'll have a look at some early team news for Newcastle. That's ahead of their trip to the Vitality Stadium on Wednesday for a 6 p.m. kickoff against Bournemouth. And Magpies boss Steve Bruce has confirmed that he will freshen things up. He said, "I don't want to go down to Bournemouth with them not having a game for a week and us playing 4 games in 11 days, so I will be making some changes." Matt Ritchie, though, is unlikely to play. Bruce said he is touch and go. He's desperate to play, but he was nowhere near it on Friday, so we'll see how he is. Bruce has also suggested that Alan Saint-Maximin will also be rested for this game, having played 4 games in 11 days. Meanwhile, Bruce has also been speaking about the recent acquisition of goalkeeper Mark Gillespie. Now, Gillespie was at St James's Park in his younger days before moving away. However, he was re-signed for Newcastle recently after his contract at Motherwell expired. Speaking on Gillespie, Bruce said he signed and will be part of the squad next year. He's obviously not allowed to play now. With Rob Elliott leaving, it's important we have 3 goalkeepers. We've now got to make the call on Woodman at Swansea. And finally, the Premier League chief executive Richard Masters has been speaking about the Newcastle takeover that is ongoing. The chief exec was asked about the proposed Saudi-backed takeover of the club, and he replied, "We can't provide a running commentary on things. I can't talk about the specifics of this. There are legal requirements that need to be observed. I would like the process to conclude shortly." That's all for now. We'll have more later.